This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Chasing Destruction by PS00 Dark 30. Chapter 01. Chase Daniels was excited about her date. Excited but nervous. She wasn't sure what to expect after everything that had happened recently, after all the rumors about her began to spread around school. 7 weeks ago, the 18-year-old popular and beloved senior somehow became the school's slut. She had no idea how it started and who started it, but suddenly the whole school seemed convinced that she sucked and fucked countless guys, that she gave blowjobs to anyone who asked, and that she would spread her legs for anyone with a cock. It started just as talk whispers in the hallways that eventually turned into taunts and jeers. The usual hellos, friendly greetings, and smiles became disembodied voices calling slut and whore. Lustful looks and disgusted sneers. At first she thought it was her imagination, she thought that there was no way they were talking about her. But as time went on, she couldn't deny it. Then came the writing on the bathroom stalls and walls, Chase swallows, Chase fucks for free, Chase wants cock in her throat, and the class favorite, Chase D loves the D. Things escalated even more when a picture of her in her bra and panties that she had Snapchatted to her summer boyfriend almost a year ago was somehow found, copied, and pasted all over school. She had only sent it to him and him alone, and he lived in another state. But someone had found it, and everyone saw it, and it only served to confirm that the rumors about her were all true. That she was a huge slut that lived for cock. Chase denied all of it, of course, and her friends on the cheer squad stuck by her and told her that they were also telling everyone that it was all lies. The truth was that Chase had only ever slept with two guys before. One a few years ago, and he had moved away, and the other was a boy she spent the summer with at camp, the one she had sent the picture to because he was so sweet and nice. But all her denying, and even her friends' assurance that they were also denying everything, did nothing to stop it. Chase would go out on dates with guys, but they all immediately expected her to either suck them off or fuck them. As the weeks went on, she got more and more depressed, more and more convinced that this was all she was ever going to be seen as. The worst moment was when she found out about the website. She was sitting at home dutifully doing her homework at her desk when someone emailed her a link. When she clicked on it, it directed her to a page filled with photoshopped images of her having sex and covered in cum. Chase was stunned. There were tons of comments calling her a slut and whore, describing how much she enjoyed having a cock rammed into her, asking how many cocks she'd be able to take, how she deserved everything that was happening to her because she was such a useless bitch that just pretended all this time to be sweet and innocent. There was even a comment about how she once fucked six guys at a party, taking one in her pussy, one in her ass, one in each hand, and two in her mouth. It wasn't true, it had never happened, but everyone in the comments agreed it probably did. 15 minutes after she went through the site, it was gone. She was sure that it was just moved, but someone wanted her to know it existed, that it probably still existed, and on it, people were saying what they really thought about her. That night, Chase had thought about ending it, about finally stopping the pain the only way she knew how. It had been weeks of it already, and she couldn't take it anymore. She had called her best friend Amanda and talked to her about how depressed she was, about how she felt it would never end. She didn't say the words, but Chase knew her best friend understood what she was thinking about doing. Thankfully, her friend talked her out of it, told her it would be alright, that the other girls were there for her, and that it wouldn't last forever. They were right. For 2 weeks, things had finally calmed down. She was able to walk down the halls without hearing terrible things whispered in her direction. The writings in the bathroom even disappeared. Things were somewhat normal again, and then, 3 days ago, someone asked her out, Danny Billings, a tall, good-looking guy in her English class. She had originally not wanted to go, but her friends all convinced her she should. They were so persistent, and really, they were just looking out for her, so she finally said yes, hoping for a nice date at long last. Now, the day had finally come. She had decided to keep her honey brown locks in their loose and natural style, cascades of waves framing her beautiful face, and she had put on her cutest outfit. She was excited, glad to have all the crazy events behind her, and when Danny pulled up and she hopped into the car, she was all smiles. But when he drove them to the park and pulled over in a secluded area, her heart began to sink. Without saying a word, Danny smiled at her, unzipped his pants, and pulled out his cock. Staring at his dick, hard and big in anticipation, something broke inside of her. At that moment, it all became too much, all the struggling, all the fighting. For weeks and weeks she had put up with it, and it had finally seemed like it was over, that it was all just a strange, unreal period of time that was all finally behind her. Having Danny, someone that always treated her so nicely, drive her out here and immediately whip out his cock, whatever resistance she had crumbled away. And Chase opened her mouth and lowered her face into his lap. Yes. Danny hissed as Chase's hot, wet mouth enveloped his cock. I knew it. Chase bobbed up and down, forcing more and more of his hard cock deeper and deeper into her mouth. With every plunge, with every gag from the tip of it forcing itself into her throat, a piece of her died, a piece of the girl that fought against all of the things everyone was saying about her disappeared. "I knew you were nothing but a worthless, cocksucking whore." He began to thrust himself up as she shoved her head down, faster and faster, fucking her face. "This is all you're good for. This is all you're fucking good for." He continued to thrust his dick into her mouth, forcing it deep into her throat. He called her worse and worse names, cock slut, cum rag, fuckface Chase. Every passing moment, every bob of her head onto his cock, Chase further accepted that he was right, that this was all she would ever be good for, that this was all anyone would ever see her as, holes that needed to be filled with cock, that wanted and deserved to be filled with cock. All of the work she put into school, all the extracurricular activates, how sweet she acted, how nice she treated everyone, none of it mattered. It was all pointless. She was nothing but a worthless whore only good for serving as many dicks as possible. They knew that you'd eventually give in, you fucking bitch. They. Fucking. Knew. His cock filled her mouth, stretching her perfectly pouty lips, every word punctuated by a deep thrust into her face. "God, Chase. You're such a fuckrag. You were made for this. You were fucking made for cock." She was. She knew she was. She was nothing but a worthless whore. She finally, finally accepted it. After all the taunts, after all she read about herself, the fact there was a website full of people saying how much a slut she was, that she was here fucking her face onto a guy's cock, minutes after they left her house, she accepted she would never amount to nothing more than a receptacle for men's cum. Danny pulled back Chase's hair the second she came to this realization, and that exact moment. The light went out in Chase's eyes and a tear rolled down her cheek. "Yes. Fucking yes. You stupid cocksucking, cock-hungry bitch." He erupted into her mouth, holding her head steady. But he didn't even need to because Chase held her head still on his cock as cum spewed into her mouth over and over again, the sticky load coating the top of her mouth, her tongue, and the back of her throat. This was where cum belonged, where every guy in school should be depositing their load from now on, inside of her. Chase swallowed. And swallowed. And swallowed. After he was done, his grip relaxed, but she didn't move her face off of his dick. She kept it there because her mouth was made to have a dick inside of it. A few minutes later, he slowly softened, and his fingers tightened into her hair and pulled her head up. As her mouth slid off his cock, saliva connected her lips to his dick, stretching until finally snapping when she was nearly back to sitting upright again. Breathing heavily, he looked into her beautiful blue-gray eyes in a moment that was almost tender. His thumb traced the dried line left behind by the tear, moving from the corner of her eye to bottom of her jaw. Then he spit into her face. "You will never, never look as beautiful as you do with a cock in your mouth." He let go of her hair and unlocked the car door. "Get out and take off all your clothes." Chase resignedly opened the car door and stepped out into the cool night air. She had just swallowed a load of cum. She had let him fuck her face, shove his cock into her small throat, and come into her mouth. Everyone was right. She was nothing but a cock whore. Danny got out of his side of the car and walked over to her. Seeing her standing there despondently, he frowned at her. "Why are your clothes still on? Stop daydreaming about cock and strip. God, you really are useless as anything but a hole." Chase grabbed the bottom hem of her shirt and slowly pulled it off, exposing first her tan taunt stomach and then her lacy pink bra, her very small and perfect perky tits contained within. For a moment, she held onto her shirt, unsure of what to do with it before his eyes gazed from the shirt, down to the ground and back again. Chase had gotten the shirt as a present from her best friend and wore it the night she slept with the boy from camp. She loved how cute it looked on her, how the pink complimented her, and the little heart on the breast pocket with her initials inside. It was Chase's favorite shirt. She dropped it on the dirty ground and proceeded to unbutton her skirt. After her skirt slipped down her toned, shapely legs, the type of perfect legs that came from hours of cheerleading and gymnastics, she stepped out of it and kicked it to the side, now clad only in her bra and matching thong underwear. "Fuck. Look at you." His eyes took her in, the exposed skin of the tops of her breast, her perfect legs, and her panty-covered mound, almost fully exposed in the flimsy underwear. "Even wearing the underwear of a slut. Turn around." Chase turned around and Danny breathed out an extended, "Fuck," as her perfect ass came into view, firm cheeks out in the open and barely covered by a string of cloth. He stepped up to her and grabbed her ass, squeezing and kneading the perfectly sculpted flesh. "This is your best feature right here. I'm sure people said it was that smile of yours, but they were all lying. Your mouth only looks good when it's wrapped around a cock. I can't even begin to imagine how many guys you let fuck your ass. Yeah. Definitely the best thing about you. Your ass is better than your face." With that, he slapped her ass hard, stepped back, and told her to keep going. Chase turned back around, reached behind her, and unclasped her bra. Her tits barely moved, they were so perky. She slipped it off and added it to the shirt and skirt on the ground, and then straightened up. There they were, realas and hard nipples slightly darker than her lightly tanned skin. Slipping her hand into the waistband of her panties, she pulled them down, and just like that, Chase was completely naked. Her tits and pussy in full view, the latter of which was topped with a small patch of trimmed hair, leaving her puffy pink mound, inner lips barely visible, fully revealed. "No wonder you are the way you are. You were built for fucking, for dicks to be shoved into your mouth, your pussy, your ass, for cum to cover your tits, your face. How could you ever think you would be good for anything else? Say it. Say that you have the body of a fuck sleeve, made to serve as cock. I have the body of a fuck sleeve. Chase repeated in defeat, every word becoming her reality as she said it. I was made to serve as cock. Good. He stepped over and stood over her pile of clothes, facing away from her. At first Chase was confused, then she heard him unzip and moments later he was pissing all over her clothes. Once he was done, the fabric thoroughly soaked, he re-zipped and moved away. Pick that up and throw them in that trash can over there, he said callously. The fact that you even wear clothes is ridiculous. You should be naked all the time, so any guy could easily fuck your worthless cunt or tight ass, or shove his dick down your throat. The only thing a cop slut like you should ever be wearing is fucking cum. Chase bent over, picked up her wet clothes, and carried them over to the nearby trash can. She wordlessly tossed in the skirt, bra, and panties, but for a moment held her shirt, the little heart on the breast pocket now wet with piss, her initials glinting in the moonlight. Before another tear could fall down her cheek, she shoved it into the garbage. Get on the hood, he told her. On your back, like you're used to. Chase walked over to the car. She was completely naked and clothesless. A part of her wondered what she was going to do after. How'd she get home and into her house with no clothes? But another part of her knew it didn't matter. Like he said, the only thing she deserved to wear was cum. Chase slid onto the hood of his car and laid on her back. The cool metal almost felt nice against her naked ass. Lying there, she looked exquisite, nipples hard from the night air and pointed upward and legs open, pussy visible. I've waited a long time for this. He walked over to her, his dick hard once more. It was bigger than either of the two guys she slept with before, at least 9 inches long. Chase gulped. She couldn't imagine what it would feel like inside of her, but she didn't have to imagine because she was about to find out. He was between her legs now. Danny moved his cock across her mound, over her stomach, back and forth. The motion caused the hard rod to rub her clit, and Chase let out an automatic gasp. Yeah. You fucking slut. Fucking knew it. You can't wait for it, you want it so bad. He grabbed the base of his dick and lined it up with her entrance. He pushed a little and the head separated her pussy lips. He took one last look at her, spread out naked in front of him. Jesus fucking Christ, you are such a beautiful piece of fuck meat. Then he slammed into her. Chase cried out in surprise. His dick slid a third of the way in on the first thrust. He pulled back a little and thrust again, sinking even deeper into her fuck hole. Yes. Yes. He cried with every thrust, going deeper and deeper into her. Chase continued to cry out with each powerful thrust, her beautiful features twisted in pain and pleasure. She was enjoying it. In her mind, it confirmed her new feelings about herself. It confirmed to her that she was a cock-hungry slut, a piece of fuck meat. But while Chase's cries were a mix of feelings, Danny's cries were all of pure pleasure, as Chase's cunt wrapped tightly around his cock, gripping it as he fucked more and more of himself into her body. Fuck! How can a huge fucking slut like you be so tight? No wonder you fuck so many guys and everyone wants it. You were made for this, Chase. You were so fucking made for this, you cock whore. He continued to fuck her faster and faster, and soon he was plunging all 9 inches into her slutty body. With every slam, Chase's tits bounced, her face twisted, and her perfect mouth let out a moan. She opened her eyes and looked down at her body, past her breasts, and to where his dick slid in and out of her. Her eyes widened at what she saw, at the image of her pussy split wide open and his huge cock pounding inside her. She was being fucked. She was being fucked for the third time ever by a guy she had just left the house with. She was such a fucking slut. Danny reached down as he fucked her and grabbed her tits, squeezing them in his hands. He pinched her nipples hard, and Chase cried out in pain and tried to twist her body away. Her head whipped to the side as he slapped her hard across the face. Don't you fucking dare. He screamed at her, never breaking his rhythm. He slapped her again, this time from the other side. Her face slammed into the hood. Your body is for men to use however they fucking want. Understand? Chase nodded. Fucking say it. My body is for men to use, however they want. He slapped her again, then reached down and pinched her nipples harder this time. Pain shot up from her breasts, and down below she could feel every inch of his cock as it moved in and out of her. She wanted to weep in shame over how wet she was. Suddenly, Danny's thrusts became more frantic and he gripped her entire breast in his hand and squeezed hard. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, oh fuck, Chase, you fucking whore. Here it comes, you fucking bitch. I know this is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been dreaming about all day. Fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking slut. He stiffed as he came inside of her. Chase felt his cum spewing against her insides over and over again, coating the walls of her pussy. She fucked him, and his cum was where it belonged, where all men's cum belong, inside of her. After a while, he finally pulled out of her. Chase lay panting on the hood, mentally and physically ravaged. Breathing heavily himself, Danny moved to the side of the hood and slid Chase's body over. Probably wasn't even your first load of the day. I wonder how many guys came inside of you today already. Can't even keep track, can you? He held his cock in his hand and moved it toward her face. It looked slick and sticky, a mix of his cum and her own juices all over it. I'm sure you know what to do, slut. Chase looked at his cock for a moment, and then opened her mouth and started sucking. Chapter 02. While Chase sucked and slobbered over the length of his shaft, Danny reached into his pocket and took out his phone. Chase's voluminous locks of wavy hair lay sprawled and disheveled around her beautiful face, and her skin glistened lightly with sweat. It was the perfect freshly fucked look. The gorgeous, sexy, beautiful Chase Daniels was laying naked on the hood of his car and she had his cock in her mouth. The perfect image. Danny snapped two pictures. One with his dick barely inside, the warmth of her mouth enveloping the tip, and another with it almost all the way down her throat. Chase D sucking D like the cock slut she is. He sighed and grinned wickedly. Later he would send it out to everyone. For now, he was going to enjoy this. Yeah. Clean it all, you little whore. He pulled out his cock, slick with her spit, and slapped it on her face over and over again across her forehead, her lips, her closed eyes before shoving it back in, and Chase took it all wordlessly, sucking almost enthusiastically. It's what she was made to do, after all. It was why she existed. Danny pulled out and lifted her head up by the hair, and then spat in her face once more. Tomorrow I fuck your ass. After the post-sex blowjob, Danny drove Chase back to her place and pushed her out of the car, telling her that he'd be picking her up tomorrow at the same time. You better be out at the corner ready for me. Got it, slut?
Yes.
Chase responded, staring dejectedly at the ground. With one last malicious grin, Danny drove off. After Danny arrived back home, he pulled up the pictures he'd taken of Chase, instantly growing hard at the images of her freshly fucked body and perfect lips wrapped around his cock. He couldn't believe it. He had heard all the rumors, but he never thought in a million years that they'd be true. That Chase Daniels, the school's overachieving sweetheart, the girl almost every guy in school had a crush on, whose tight body countless guys, and probably a few girls, had fantasized about was a raging cock slut. How many times had he stared at her ass as she walked down the halls? How many times did he imagine coming on her small tits? Now his fantasies were all reality. He had fucked her mouth, came down her throat, inside of her cunt. Eyes locked on the image of Chase's naked body, Danny furiously jerked off, feelings of anger and lust boiling inside of him.
Yeah, you fucking bitch. All this fucking time you made everyone think you were such a nice girl, but you were nothing but a cum-hungry cockhole. You fake fucking bitch. Fuck you, Chase. You hot-assed fucking whore.
Danny came, imagining Chase's face before him being covered in his seed. Fully spent and panting heavily, Danny opened up a group message and sent the pictures out to the people responsible for all of this. He had no idea who they were. He only knew the list of numbers and emails. Whoever they were, they all responded very excitedly.
Yes. Fucking yes. She actually did it. I can't wait for more. I'm posting it to the site right now.
When he told them he was picking her up again tomorrow and planned on fucking her in the ass, one of them said they almost came from the thought. Danny grinned and went to clean himself up. After Danny dropped her off at home, Chase ran back into her house completely naked. Her clothes were gone, her favorite t-shirt trash like the trash she was. Thankfully her parents were out of town for the week, not that it would have mattered. They barely paid attention to her as it was. Her parents had never given her the time of day. She worked so hard in school, accomplished so much, did so much in hopes of them finally showing their appreciation, that they were proud of her. But they never seemed to care enough. Even if they were home, they probably wouldn't have thought twice about Chase walking into the house completely naked and covered with cum. Chase went to the bathroom to shower and clean herself up, and when she saw her reflection in the mirror, she gasped out loud. Her tits were red and raw with light indentations from where Danny's fingernails dug into her. Her wavy hair was a mess, and her chin has flakes of dried cum from where she wasn't able to swallow all of Danny's cum. She looked like a complete and utter slut, a thoroughly fucked cockhole. Looking at herself like that, Chase grew wet. Staring at her reflection and seeing not the sweet, hard-working teen that she wanted to be but the cock-hungry cum-slut everyone saw her as, Chase reached down and started to rub her moist pussy. Her eyes never left the slutty girl in the mirror as she rubbed herself harder and harder, faster and faster. She whispered to herself as she thought about Danny's cock fucking her pussy, of Danny's cock in her throat, her beautiful face bobbing up and down onto his hard cock.
You're a slut. You're a fucking whore. You're nothing, fucking nothing. You're nothing but a cum-hungry cock whore. Chase Daniels is a fucking slut bitch.
Chase moaned as she came hard, grabbing the edge of the sink to support herself as she trembled and twitched from her intense orgasm. She panted and breathed heavily as she caught her breath. Looking at herself one last time in the mirror, she turned away in shame and started her shower. The falling water hid the heavy tears that slid down her face as she cried. The next night, Danny showed up as promised. Chase had spent the day debating whether or not she was going to show up and go out with him again. In the end, she decided on going. Part of her hoped that Danny was the one behind everything that was happening to her, and if he got what he wanted he would stop. The other part of her wanted to feel like she did the night before, to be reminded of what she really was. As soon as Chase got in the car, she noticed Danny looked upset, but rather than saying anything, he unzipped his pants and pulled her head onto his hard cock. While he drove them to the same secluded spot from the night before, Danny held her head with one hand and fucked her mouth violently, angrily. Chase choked and gagged as his dick pummeled her face, stabbing into her throat forcefully. When they arrived, he pulled her off his cock and tossed her backward, the back of her head slamming into the passenger door. Danny quickly went out the driver's side, pulled open the passenger door, grabbed her by her soft wavy locks, and slammed back into her mouth, thrusting and thrusting while she half hung out of the car. Chase couldn't properly catch her breath, as he fucked her face even rougher than he had the previous night. Drool dripped out of her mouth, and her side stung in pain from how her body was twisted in the seat.
What did I say about you wearing clothes? What did I fucking say?
Danny screamed at her as he slammed all the way home, his entire dick buried down her tight, small throat.
He held her there as he took out his phone and took picture after picture while she struggled to breath. Finally, he pulled out of her mouth and throat, unbuckled her, and yanked her out of the car. Red-faced and coughing, Chase stood there and caught her breath. She hadn't realized that he had wanted her to show up naked. She actually tried dressing nice, hoping maybe after getting all his frustration out yesterday he would have been less aggressive today. She was apparently very wrong. When Chase could finally breathe normally again, Danny walked over to her, grabbed her shirt, and ripped it off her. The pants followed, and soon, once again, Chase was naked, her clothes destroyed. With Chase's body now completely exposed, Danny led her to the back of the car and had her face the truck. God, Chase. That fucking ass of yours. Danny took picture after picture, from every angle, capturing every detail of Chase's perfectly toned ass. Chase's breathing actually sped up a little with every click of the camera. The amount of excitement her ass caused him actually turned her on a little. It made her kind of hot to know how into her ass he was. Chase bit her lip and bent forward slightly, pushing her ass even more toward him. Do you even know how many guys you let fuck your ass, or did you lose count? The real answer was zero, but she just stood there and said nothing. She figured that if she said that, he would just call her a liar or say that she probably tells every guy that to make them feel special. Typical slut tactic. Finally, Danny got as close to her ass as possible and snapped one last picture before sending them all to the group. Turn back around for a second, bitch. He ordered. Chase turned around and Danny grabbed her head and pulled her down, bending her body at the waist. Chase opened her mouth wide and gathered some spit in her mouth before Danny sank himself inside. She let him fuck her mouth while swirling spit in her mouth, getting his cock wet. Danny was so lost in the pleasure of it all he didn't realize that Chase was actually trying to prepare his cock so it wouldn't hurt when he penetrated her remaining virgin hole. Alright, that fucking enough, you whore! Danny pushed her away and she stumbled back into the car. I know you fucking love swallowing cum, it's probably your favorite fucking food, but I told you that I have other fucking plans tonight. Now the turn fuck around. Chase turned around and bent over, placing her hands on the car. She felt Danny's hand grab her toned ass and pull her cheeks apart. Chase felt Danny's cock sliding between her ass and line up with her asshole. He pushed, and moments later, he was inside of her. Even though Chase tried to get his cock as wet as possible to make it hurt less, she still cried out in pain as he fucked himself deeper into her tight ass. Fucking yes! You tight-assed whore! My god, this is fucking perfect! He fucked her hard and Chase continued to groan in pain, which he of course interpreted as moans of pleasure. You fucking love it! You love it! God, Chase, you slut! Always knew you were! Always knew! Danny continued to fuck her ass for what felt like hours, the pain never fully leaving, his hard rod sliding in and out of her, his hips bouncing off her perfect ass. However, the thought about what was happening, the knowledge that she was actually getting ass-fucked, something she never thought in a million years she would allow someone to do, did turn her on, and another small part of that good girl inside her broke. Finally, with a cry of pleasure, Danny sank all the way inside her and came deep inside her ass. Chase could feel his cum shooting off inside of her. Afterward, Danny pushed her onto the floor. Tears streaked her face and she gasped as Danny approached her, thinking he'd want her to suck his cock after what he just did. But instead he just grabbed her hair and wiped his cock clean. Those were a great 2 days, he told her. You really are a perfect little slut. Once again she was dropped home completely naked, and once again Chase masturbated to orgasm while calling herself names. As she cried in the shower, she hoped that it would all be over now. That everything could maybe return back to normal, but part of her wanted it to continue. Part of her was already convinced she truly was a worthless cum rag. Whether it was fortunate or unfortunate, it was the second part of her that got what it wanted. Chase's life continued to go downhill. If she thought things were bad before, they were a million times more awful now, and it just kept getting worse with every passing day. Word spread quickly around school about how she fucked Danny every way possible, and she heard that the pictures from those 2 nights were circulating around, finally making all those fake rumors very real. Every day guys asked her out, and eventually after trying hard to fight her growing slut self, Chase gave in. Every night, Chase would go out with another guy and they would fuck her in every hole, and then she would go home and finger fuck herself. Many times, tears would follow the orgasms, but eventually those came less and less often. Chase was breaking, fighting and denying less and less often, and eventually she let her, dates, do whatever they wanted to her, no matter how rough or depraved. She even snorted cum up her nose for one guy. After all, that is what she was, a fuckhole for men to use, a receptacle for their cum. And they all loved reminding her of it. Eventually, she moved on to multiple men a night. Chase fucked so many guys she couldn't keep track. Her face had been covered in more cum than facial cream. She became an expert at taking dick. She even managed to take an 11-inch cock down her throat. Every one of the guys she went out with took pictures, and she knew that the whole school must have seen them. That website she saw dedicated to her used to have Photoshop pics, fake images of her fucking and sucking. Now she was sure it was populated with real images of her taking cocks in her mouth, up her ass, and deep inside her cunt. Chase had become exactly what everyone thought she was. Things even started to escalate at school. Guys would feel her up in the hallways or while she was at her locker. They would come over and rub their crotch into her ass or squeeze her ass as they passed by. In chemistry, the double desks in the back where she sat kept them away from the teacher's eyes, and one day, the guy sitting next to her took her hand and pulled it over to his lap onto his exposed cock. Not so long ago, Chase would have flipped out at this. She would have thrown a fit and told the teacher, bringing the incident to the principal. Now, without missing a beat, she gave him a handjob. After that day, Chase's lab partners began to rotate. She wasn't even safe from girls, but while the guys were overly sexual toward her, the girls acted violently. They would spit on her regularly. Chase would be walking down the halls and something wet would hit her face or land in her hair or arm. One time a girl cornered her in the gap between two sets of lockers, snorted and gathered as much spit as she could in her mouth and spit right in her face. They would shove her into lockers and onto the floor. One girl called her a cock slut and slammed her face into her locker before walking off. Another time while using the bathroom between classes, she left her backpack near the stall door. Some girls grabbed it while others held her stall shut. Chase watched through the bottom of the stall as they unzipped it, positioned the bag between her legs, and then pissed inside, ruining her stuff. Two other girls pissed in her backpack before running out laughing. Another time, after gym, she went to her locker after showering to change back into her clothes and discovered that someone had poured cum all over them. Chase was forced to go the rest of the day wearing the cum-crusted outfit. The guys meanwhile continued to grow bolder and bolder. One time, while jerking the guy next to her off in chemistry, he knocked her pen onto the floor. When she ducked down to pick it up, he pulled her mouth onto him and shot off into her mouth. She swallowed his cum right there in class, the darkness of the classroom from the movie they were supposed to be watching keeping the incident hidden. One of the most brutal was in the library when Chase was trying to finish homework due that day. She was unable to complete it the night before since she was out all night getting fucked. Someone must have tipped everyone off that she was hiding and trying to stay out of sight in a secluded desk in the back because suddenly there was a hard cock next to her face and a hand turning her head. With a sigh, Chase stopped working and opened her mouth and started sucking him off. After he came inside her, another person took his place moments later. She sucked off countless guys in a row, swallowing all their loads. She would continue working on her homework as best as she could while they slid their cocks in and out of her warm mouth, essentially just using her mouth of get off, not caring if she herself wasn't paying attention, but the last few grew especially rough, making her drool as they pounded her face. She tried to protect her homework from it all, but slimy drops of her spit ended up on the paper. Then the last guy pulled out and came on her homework, ruining it, just as the bell rang. Chase failed the assignment. Another time after gym, Chase returned to find her tights missing. She went the rest of the day wearing just a long gray sweater she had on sans the tights, leaving all of her legs exposed since the sweater barely came down past her ass. All day, guys would pull up her dress, exposing her ass to everyone. While at her locker, they would come by, lift it up and take pictures. Chase continued to carry on getting her books, finding it pointless to fight back. At one point, a group of guys gathered around her locker and chatted loudly, blocking her from sight. One of them bent her over, pulled up the sweater, and fucked her right there in the hallway. Chase eventually just started spending her lunch period under the bleachers getting fucked. Her diet, while at school, consisted almost entirely of cum. And she regularly walked around with loads of her on her body, whether under her clothes, on her face, or in her hair. After 4 weeks, Chase had fucked almost every guy in school a few times over. She had even fucked the boyfriends of many of her friends. She even fucked her best friend Amanda's boyfriend. In fact, he had taken her in every single hole multiple times. She never told them, of course, she never spoke to any of her friends about it, but she was sure they had heard about how many guys she was fucking. She just hoped they still thought it was all rumors like before. Regardless, the fact remained that Chase had become the biggest slut in school. After all her hard work, after being so innocent for so long, so nice and sweet, she had completely broken down and given in to all the things they were saying weeks ago, all the things she was denying. Chase was nothing but a cum dumpster, a fuckhole, a cock-hungry slut whose only reason for existing was serving cock. It was all she was, all she would ever be. Now, when she masturbated while looking at her reflection or while looking at a picture of herself holding a trophy or at a competition and called herself a fucking whore, a gutter slut cum dumpster, a cunt-faced cockhole, she didn't even cry after. Then came the party that would completely destroy Chase Daniels. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening.